The Eastern Camp Meetings. The Eastern Camp Meetings were scheduled to open in Vermont on August 20th and run till September 28th in Indiana. It had been James White's hope, and that of the believers in the several states, that both he and his wife could attend. But the duties in Battle Creek were too pressing, therefore Ellen White, accompanied by Lucinda Hall, started out with the second Eastern meeting, at South Lancaster. From there she wrote James on Friday, August 28. We arrived here this morning, all safe, considerably tired. The elders were looking anxiously for us both, were much disappointed in not seeing you. They say there was great disappointment upon the Vermont campground among all, but the Lord helped Brethren Haskell and Butler and they had an excellent meeting, but this did not cure the disappointment of the outsiders. There was a great turnout, expecting Elder White and wife from California would be there. Brother Butler has this forenoon cautioned the people to let me rest and not exhaust me with much visiting. While he was speaking, I lay down and rested and slept some. Shall be upon the stand to speak in a few moments. My heart is fixed, trusting in God. I shall wait upon the Lord. I shall cry to Him in faith for His help and His power, and I believe we shall see of His salvation. God will be our helper. The next camp meeting was in Maine. This gave Ellen an opportunity to visit three of her sisters. Elizabeth, her twin sister, joined her in the Maine meeting. Her sympathies are with us, Ellen wrote, yet she takes no open stand. She accompanied me in the desk and sat, on the platform, with me till I had got through speaking. She commented further. We had an excellent meeting in Maine. About 2,000 people were out on Sunday. I never heard Brother Andrews do as well as he did in Maine. He leaves for Europe next week. Our prayers are that God may go with him. Writing to James from Kirkville, New York, on September 10th, she said, I feel so sorry that you have had a burden-bearing time. Every time you thought you might go with me to the meetings I felt greatly pleased, but I did not dare urge you. He was unable to get to the New York meeting.